echte ervaring.
You are listening to That Digital Show, a digital transformation podcast presented by Google Cloud to help organizations grow business value in a digital world. Episode 14, Application People Interfaces. Today, we'll take a look at how APIs are not only helping organizations combine functionality into new digital experiences, but also delivering huge value when served as an interface between a company and people. Hello, I'm Chris Hood, a digital strategist for Google Cloud, and welcome to That Digital Show. If you would like to learn more about the show, please visit thatdigitalshow.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and then also share the link with someone you know so that you can help them grow their business as well. Today, we're going to look at APIs a slightly different way. For the majority of you who are listening, you understand what an API is. For everyone else, you probably have a loose awareness of the definition. APIs, or Application Programming Interfaces, computing messages which define interactions between software. APIs are everywhere. Mobile phones, when you check your email, get the weather report, ordering food online. Even when you turned on this podcast today, you were using an API. More importantly, APIs are powering innovation. APIs have become a differentiator and a competitive advantage for several companies. Let's take a look at Uber Eats. You have one application that uses restaurant and menu APIs, delivery and driver APIs, payment APIs, all in one seamless experience. From an enterprise point of view, APIs are essential for creating innovative business models and innovative modes of engagement with customers. If we look at the history of APIs, they primarily started off as a way to improve access. REST was an alternative to SOAP. We were introduced to HTTP verbs and a much simpler architecture to connect to systems. We then moved to integrations. System and softwares connected with each other, sending and receiving data. More recently, as enterprises have become more mature, they reached an experience view of APIs. Mobile apps powered by APIs that deliver experiences to customers, like mobile check deposits for your bank or ordering food, your loyalty rewards and payments for your coffee orders. But the enterprises that truly unlock the power of APIs reach a transformational level. Digital transformation of the enterprise, innovation, new revenue models, improved partnerships, and increased forms of engagement. From this long-standing integration technology to being a powerful agent of transformation, the evolution of APIs have been impressive and exciting. APIs are basically the fundamental building blocks for successful businesses. Although APIs are clearly a technology, I often think that the definition can sometimes be a little too technical when we consider the value they bring to businesses. The interesting note in the definition is how Wikipedia defines it, which is interactions between multiple software intermediaries. Now, to me, that's an interesting word choice, considering that an intermediary is a person who acts as a link between people, which brings us to our topic today. Maybe APIs are more about people than we realize. Maybe we should call them application people interfaces. In my experience as a digital strategist for Google Cloud, I found that when a technology gets classified as middleware, it's often encumbered with this sort of scarlet letter of sorts. Unfortunately, business leaders typically categorize APIs as part of their middleware and usually shove APIs off to the technology teams to think about and deal with. But even those technology professionals see APIs as a bland mechanism for integrating applications and services. Bluntly, middleware technologies and APIs are too often regarded as a dull back-office necessity and not considered as an asset for generating business value. Yes, An API's job is to connect systems and applications with each other, which qualifies it as middleware. But its potential capabilities extend well beyond integrating IT infrastructure. The API, when wielded in its fullest potential, links people to technology. Many enterprise technology leaders value APIs primarily for their role in enterprise application integration, EAI, in which the objective is to interconnect applications across the company's aggregated IT environment to facilitate the flow of information. Older iterations of EAI mechanisms, such as the Enterprise Service Bus, ESB, have been largely replaced by API gateways. APIs are many things. Yes, they are a middleware technology, but APIs are also software products that developers leverage to combine functionality and data into new digital experiences. And most important to our discussion here, APIs are the primary mechanism that allow information to be connected to people at scale across billions of devices active in today's digital world. In other words, APIs play a critical role in satisfying the needs of customers and driving business growth. Now, though it's true that APIs have been very helpful to application integrations, business and IT leaders should ask, what is the value of the integration in the first place? Time and money should not be wasted on integrating for the sake of checking off boxes that indicate some internal gap has been fixed. A few weeks ago, I was having a conversation with a group on LinkedIn. The topic was about creating value around APIs. One individual wrote, "If you ignore integrations, then you're ignoring 98% of what APIs are used for." I responded with, "Yes, but if your integration does not have a value proposition attached to it, then there is no point in building that integration." If an API program is driven solely by the desire to link applications, the company often ends up crafting these one-size-fits-all APIs built according to what works best for the company's internal infrastructure, but that largely disregards the needs of customers. But if an API program is seen as a vehicle for linking people with technology, rather than the technologies with other technologies, then every proprietary API, every third-party API, and yes, even every integration can be leveraged to drive value to the business. That value may arrive in the form of an application that becomes popular, or an integration that starts to generate new revenue, or it may also lead the organization to become more agile with the ability to adjust to market demands and shifts as they occur. In other words, APIs can help navigate disruption easier, get to market faster, and innovate new experiences for your people. Businesses today are increasingly driven by people's expectations around technology. The average consumer expects digital experiences to be intertwined with social networking, interactive applications, connected public infrastructures, and smart devices, smart cars, and smart home technologies. But some companies still operate under this antiquated belief that company leaders know more about what customers want than their customers do. I've found this practice to be very harmful, and in fact, companies may lose customers when they roll out new features that don't align with their customers' expectations. To further complicate this strategy, Forbes discovered that 76% of digital consumers expect companies to know their needs before even asking them. So how do you discover the needs of your consumers without asking them and without relying on your business leaders to make false assumptions? Businesses should let customer preferences and new services flow from the outside in. The outside-in perspective is a design and development philosophy that focuses primarily on the overall digital experiences of customers, starting with how they view products and services on the outside of a company before flowing inward to connect with the business processes and data systems. Now let's think about this. Customers today are more impatient than ever before. At Google, we found that 51% of digital consumers don't believe companies meet their expectations, and 53% of visits are abandoned if the mobile experience takes longer than 3 seconds to load. But the real eye-opener is what consumers will do after poor experiences. 92% of digital consumers say they would stop purchasing from a company after 3 or fewer poor experiences. All of this research reaffirms the importance of connectedness across customers' entire digital ecosystem, rather than just connecting customers to your own applications. 64% of consumers that Accenture surveyed said they've made a purchase because a brand was able to personalize the experience with indirectly collected data, such as a purchase made on a different platform or based on social media interactions. And nearly 3/4 of consumers indicated they'd value recommendation engines that consider other areas of their preferences beyond their purchase histories and other basic information that they've already supplied. Digital consumers are looking for companies that are innovative. Here's more numbers for you. 56% of digital consumers actively seek to buy from the most innovative companies. And to my previous point, 66% of digital consumers say it takes more to impress them than ever before. The IT infrastructure that powers a company's digital experiences must deliver information to the right people, at the right places, and at the right time, even when the mix of that information, places, and times change with customer preference. The APIs that drive this infrastructure and help make it agile and responsive should be seen as the cornerstone to reaching your consumers' expectations. Managed APIs can provide insights on how people interact with the business. This type of analytics should be integrated into a company's KPIs and goals, and the business should not treat APIs as middleware, but as a full lifecycle product that enables information and functionality to connect people in ways that drive business outcomes and value. Leaders may believe that this type of insight would require a costly IT overhaul, but it's far from the case. Modern APIs designed from the outside in requires a shift in mindset and execution, but can be done quickly and cost-effectively. Beginning with a digital persona of your consumers, you can map new experiences with this perspective. If done right, this exercise helps bring business and technology stakeholders together to understand what connected experiences need to be developed, what APIs need to be available to make those experiences a reality, and if the back-end systems need to be updated to support the new products and services you want to offer. APIs enable old technologies to interface with new technologies and to ensure that the data and functionality, wherever it's housed within a business's IT, reaches the right people in the right context. APIs empower developers to connect users to information, even if those developers aren't experts in the underlying systems. When managed properly, APIs let companies monitor service availability, learn from customers' engagements, and protect the business against threats. And perhaps most importantly, APIs can provide businesses with the opportunities to satisfy customers' increasingly escalating expectations. From digital marketplaces to content platforms and wearable devices, across virtually all industries, connected experiences are redefining how customers interact with businesses and how businesses must engage with customers. Here's another stat that speaks to your need for APIs. Forbes reported last year that by 2020, this year, connected experiences will overtake price and product as the key differentiator, and 86% of buyers would be willing to pay more for that experience. Now think about that. Today, our entire world is built around connected experiences. By shifting the mindset around APIs, companies can access resources that may be too cost prohibitive or time consuming to develop internally, such as access to certain types of data or to implement functionality based on maybe machine learning, mapping, voice controls, or other technologies that help the business to create these connected experiences that are going to fuel returning customers. Also, by applying API management to their APIs, companies can gain insights to help adjust digital experiences that either don't resonate with customers or double down on the APIs that do show promise. Simply put, if the goal of modern digital ecosystems is to generate revenue by creating connections between people and data, well-designed and managed APIs are instrumental to that success. Of course, APIs shouldn't be created or consumed with no rhyme or reason. Before building an API, enterprise leaders should define desired business outcomes that the API is intended to fulfill. Consider a recent report we conducted at Google Cloud with Oxford Economics, where we surveyed 1,000 CIOs of large organizations from around the world. We wanted to better understand their digital business ecosystem strategies and the role of APIs in cultivating their business. The report discovered that the organizations that focused on developing API relationships saw a stronger customer satisfaction rate. 96% of the CIOs said their brand is perceived better than others in their industry. They also reported a stronger performance in terms of supply chain flexibility, readiness to support regulatory requirements, and a better understanding of market conditions. And the big one, CIOs reported a 6.7% average annual revenue growth when they implemented an API program. In the long run, the report outlines that APIs help with financial performance, customer satisfaction, and rapid innovation. Yes, APIs link applications, but there are people on each end of those applications. The business outcome should focus on who is using those applications. For instance, a new loyalty program for your customers, or an easier way for your customers to shop online. Maybe you want to develop an experience that engages your customers with their own data or directly back with your business. Or maybe even find a way to help your teams collaborate remotely. Internal and external people should be treated equally. Internal consumers of IT assets can be as specific and fickle as paying customers. The entire phenomenon of shadow IT exists in large part because employees can't get their jobs done easily with existing IT resources. Employees' engagement behaviors are no different than customers' engagement behaviors. If they don't find using an internal proprietary application intuitive and enjoyable, they'll ditch it for something else. Worse, they'll reinvent the wheel, investing in wasteful application development just to meet their needs. Internal APIs that don't provide access to the right systems and applications, or that aren't designed to connect the right people, may just be as perilous as external APIs that customers don't want to consume. Strong businesses link every decision back to improving their value propositions. And in my experience, APIs deliver the most value when serving as an interface between a company and people. Let me repeat that. APIs deliver the most value when serving as an interface between a company and people. When you begin to forge an API program, it's critical to think of these things. First, start with a value proposition. Understand what your customers want, obviously before they tell you what they want. Then, identify what your desired business outcome is. From there, identify the ecosystem of people, internal and external, that can help you drive those goals. And finally, select the APIs that can connect the business with the right people. Now, further iterations and adjustments may always be necessary, which is why it's important for businesses to not only offer APIs, but also manage them and harness the insights from them to help you improve your business. But with the right attitude towards APIs and their potential to connect not only systems, but also people, enterprises can help ensure that they're adjusting and iterating towards the outcomes they want. More so, by looking at APIs as application people interfaces, your business can unlock a new perspective on business value. With that, let's take a look at our question of the day. And here's our question of the day. As we're looking to build out an API program, it's becoming clear that we may not have a full insight as to what APIs to build. How do we determine the best APIs to build first? This is a great question because I think it starts with the foundation of what we've been talking about today. And I always tell people the best starting place is customers. We talked a little bit about a value proposition. And my argument will be that your value proposition will always start from the outside in. So what do we mean by the outside in? Outside in states that we are going to design activities, strategies, products, APIs, with a view of what our consumers want first. So they want to access their data, they want personalization, they want to buy something from you, they want to interact with you, loyalty points, whatever that is, that's their view. And they're going to align themselves with the products and brands that align closely with how they want to digitally engage with you. So if that's the starting point and you say, we're going to build APIs that meet those needs of our consumers, that's outside in. Now I know right off the top, a lot of you are thinking, but what about internal use cases? And we covered that. Internal and external use cases should be managed the exact same way. Your internal employees and people are no different than your external customers. But here's where it gets tricky, or here's where businesses often don't get it right. When they think about APIs as interfaces between systems, system A to system B, software A to software B, or even people, team A to team B, and these are all internal systems, at the end of the day, there should still be an external value proposition. How is this internal system or tool or service or connection going to ultimately help our customers? If you can't answer that, if you can't say that if we build this interface internally, it's going to improve productivity to help get answers and solutions to our customers faster, if you can't put it in this context, then I would argue, don't do it. Your APIs must start from this outside in. How is it going to increase the value of your consumer's experience, which will then create new business value for you? Thank you for that question. And of course, thank all of you for listening. Once again, if you have a question or idea that you would like to hear us discuss on a future episode of the show, reach out to us throughout social media or submit your question on our website at thatdigitalshow.com. On the site, you can subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform and get notified about all of our weekly episodes. Then share this link with your team, your coworkers, managers, friends, so they can tune in and learn more about digital transformation, growing business value, and application innovation all on That Digital Show. Thanks for listening.